911, what is your emergency? Ma'am?
Need to let the police officers in the front door, okay?
What?
Ma'am?
What?
Need to let the police officers in the front door.
We walked in here and did it, Dan. There's nothing
hot. Okay, Lamb. Ma'am, is the police officer there?
Yes.
Okay, go talk to him, okay?
Yeah.
Yes, that's okay. Go talk to him, though. Okay?
That was the 911 call that was made by one Darley Routier on June 6, 1996 at around 2:30 a.m. calling 911 saying that when she woke up, she found her two children, 6-year-old Devin and 5-year-old Damon, covered in blood. She claimed to the investigators at the scene that she just woke up and her kids had these horrible stab wounds, and that she seen a man running out of her house, out of the home that we're going to be kind of walking by right now. So when the paramedics arrived, they weren't immediately allowed to go into the home to render aid to the two young boys because they still had to clear the house. Now, after they cleared the house, paramedics tried to render aid, but to no avail. Both boys would be dead or pronounced dead within about, I believe, 30 minutes, give or take. Now, 8 days later, after the boys' murder, you had that news clip. I don't know if you guys seen it, right? You seen the news clip of Darley Routier with her family and friends at the graves of her two boys. The oldest, Devin, was about 3 days shy of turning 7 years of age. So they had went to the cemetery to have some kind of a birthday party or something along those lines. And in the video, she's spraying silly string at the graves of her murdered children. Now, that stuck out to millions of people. That clip went viral at the time, viral being all over the television. And then after conducting a bit of an investigation, Darley Routier was later arrested and charged with the murders of her two young kids. Now, you gotta kind of ask yourself, why would a woman kill her own children? Prosecutors theorize that she killed her kids partly over some kind of financial issues that reportedly the family was going through. However, the defense said there was no financial issues, and this was an intruder who came into the home and stabbed their children to death. Now, supposedly, she didn't wake up during the attack. She only woke up after the attack. And as they were canvassing the home, dusting for fingerprints, looking for proof that a crime occurred, that there was an entry into the home, there was a screen door, I believe in the garage, that had a slit cut into it, which they believed that the supposed person that made entry into the home had gone in through the garage. However, there was no fingerprints found except for one latent fingerprint on a windowsill. The flower beds in and around the house, by the way, the house is right in front of you right there. There was no impressions or depressions in the soil indicating somebody standing into the window was trying to make their way into the home. And there was just absolutely no evidence that any kind of crime was committed. And this is the home where the murders took place. During the attack, Darren Routier, the boy's father, was upstairs sleeping with the couple's 7-month-old son, Drake. She denies having anything to do with the murders. And the boy's father, he as the last time I read, he believes the wife. He believes that somebody, for some unknown reason, came into their home and just decided to stab to death two little boys. Now, it's never really been truly found out the reasoning behind Darlie's murderous rage towards her own flesh and blood. Absolutely no proof that anybody came into the home. It was all fabricated by her. And later on, she was found guilty of both murders and was sentenced to die via lethal injection. This is the boy's grave right here. And as you can see, it gets a lot of visitors. There's a lot of toys on this grave right here. She has yet, as I've seen anyways, she has yet to receive an execution date, but she's already been on death row for well over, 25 years now? I don't know why people do these things. But not a very long video. I didn't go through the case because, this case has been talked about quite a bit. So I just wanted to get to the facts of it and just show you the location of where the murder occurred and their final resting place. And I will be waiting for an execution date. Will it ever come? She's denied her having anything to do with this for every day that she's been on death row. So in every single interview, go look it up. She categorically denies having anything to do with these little kids' murder. So rest in peace to the Rotier boys. Okay, guys, I'm out of here. I'm hitting the road. I will see you on the next video. Peace out.